expressed belong to its participants and are not necessarily those of the management and staff of KYT.
Watch out, watch out. Look out, look out. Watch out, watch out. Look out, look out.
Oye, ¿ven dónde lo vas?
Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services, specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to komensinlaw.org and register today.
Every employer's done it, wasted precious time and money on employees that should never have been hired to begin with.
So here's the remedy. Learn how to hire right the first time. October 8th and 9th, you can learn from this comprehensive seminar presented by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation, City of Alexandria, Central Louisiana Business League, in alliance with Louisiana Department of Economic Development, and you may qualify for assistance. Call Margaret now, 318-442-3593. 318-442-3593. Hire right the first time. Call now.
Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in this morning. We welcome you to the OPT Network. Well, it's Monday. Many people are having an extended weekend as it is Labor Day weekend, but many people are up and on the grind this September 3rd, Labor Day weekend. And if that's you, we say get there safely. No school this morning, but please stay engaged as you're traveling in this morning, as we ask you to do every single morning. As I said, it is an extended holiday for many people. And today, Labor Day weekend, this Labor Day holiday, it is commemorated as and observed as an American federal holiday, the first Monday in September that we celebrate the economic and social contributions of workers. But I tell you what, today is going to be a celebration of a different sort of work. Many people, many residents are going to be spending this Labor Day weekend cleaning D.C. and clearing from the devastation, from the ravages of Hurricane Isaac. And we know many of those families and many of those friends that are down in Plaquemines Parish and down in LaPlace that are doing just that this morning. They are undergoing a massive, massive cleanup from the aftermath of Isaac. And, you know, when we initially reported on the storm and started conversating about it, there had not been any deaths. But the last report reports that five people did die in the hurricane. And so that's always sad to report. And, you know, as we were recounting the storm and what has happened and the people that we know and the people that stayed, you know, DC and I were talking about the lessons that we all learned from Katrina. And many of us thought that we all had learned those lessons, but as we look back on the storm and we look at the people that have been displaced, we realize that we did learn a lot of lessons from Katrina, but we still had more to learn, and we still have more to learn because people did not evacuate. People did not heed the warnings as it was a Category 1 storm, or as they call it, a Cat 1 storm. And many people felt that they could ride it out, that they had ridden it out many, many times before, and that this time would be no different. And so nearly a week after Isaac slammed literally into the Gulf Coast, the effects of the storm are still being felt today. Thousands of people were forced into shelters, many right here in our own area. This morning's report shows that there are about 1,100 people left in shelters at the LSU Mega Shelter right here in our city. And as we were traveling in this morning, we did see that the cars have become sparse, but there are still 1,100 people in the shelter with no place to go and wondering, you know, what will be the next move. And as we spoke to Tanya Fauché, who is our friend, family member, sister, who lives in LaPlace, we were all weekend long talking about the ravages and what she had seen and is seeing on the grounds. And we're going to bring her up just a little bit later in the show to talk about the catastrophic nature of this Category 1 storm and how families are literally reeling from the damages. Just so unexpected. And the fact that still reports show that about 500,000 people in those areas still are without power. And so this morning, if you are sitting in your home under cool air conditioning with cable and all of the luxuries that we have come to just expect, there is a lot to be grateful for. We would still ask that you continue to pray for those families that have been just, I mean, lambasted by the storm's ravages and by the water and by what they are finding starting, you know, this past weekend when many of them got the opportunity. The water has receded enough in many parts where people could go back into their homes. And the word that I continue to use is devastation, because nobody thought that this storm would hold such an impact, would create such an impact on our state, on the community. Also, the Gulf Coast, Mississippi, and Arkansas are also struggling. We don't want to forget about those people as well, because many people this morning are trying to figure it out. And the sad part, and what Tanya and I talked about on yesterday was this. We have our State Farm agents in as much as we can. And what we realize, Rosa, if you're listening, and Kyle, is that these are conversations that we think fall on deaf ears, and for some they have, but they're conversations that we need to continue to have, because there were many, many people who were living in beautiful homes, who were renting $200,000 plus homes with some of the finest furnishings that were uninsured. And the devastation and the heartbreak that these people are feeling right now is probably just unthinkable. We really can't even wrap our heads around where their hearts are this morning. And also those people that did not have flood insurance. And Rosa has so eloquently explained in great detail what flood insurance means, what it covers, and what is not covered by flood insurance. So many people who are indeed insured by their homeowners and even by their renter's insurance that did not have flood insurance are going to be left to their own devices, to the devices of FEMA. Lots of people still, as I said, with no electricity. There have been stations that are set up in La Paz that are feeding people. There are stations that are giving them various different supplies. And we'll hear more about that, as I said, from Tanya, who is on the grounds and who is really interchanging families in and out of her home, and just the heart of people and how a storm will bring people together in ways that we never thought possible, just bringing families together and people helping people. And so I would encourage all of those people who want to volunteer, who want to be difference makers, to call your local Red Cross. They're in need of clothes. They're in need of supplies. When we say that people literally, and we had friends from this storm, and even people we have seen blogging on Facebook and on blog sites that left literally with only the wet clothes on their backs. And so this morning, many people on this Labor Day weekend are not thinking about what they're going to grill or how they're going to celebrate, but they're thinking about how we begin to put our lives back together. And as DC and I were driving in this morning, we talked about no condemnation. Please understand, no condemnation for people who did not have renter's insurance. But we talked about really the mind being such a powerful tool that you can make that leap in your mind that will put off getting insurance until we move. Many people were really in transition. And DC said, I can really get there. I can understand that, because we all feel like it's never going to happen to me or to us or to our family. And I said to him as we were traveling in this morning, really still looking at the shelter as we got close to Alexandria, and as we have every morning since people began to evacuate and shelter into our area, thinking that that is such a calculated risk. And for many people, it's a risk that this morning and this past weekend and in the next days and weeks to come, you know, it's one of those things that you're going to be kicking yourself about. And so we really have been having extensive conversations about insurance, about renter's insurance, about homeowner's insurance, and about flood insurance. It may only happen once in your lifetime, but I guarantee you that those people that you'll speak to today will say once is just too much. Y'all, we want you to stay on point. We're gonna have coverage from on the grounds in La Paz. We're gonna see what it's looking like this morning. We're gonna see what's expected. Also, some other reports about the Pearl River that is expected to crest, what that means for the residents in St. Tammany Parish, which is north of Lake Pontchartrain. Authorities are really grappling with threats of that. So we're going to have all that plus more. Stay on point. We're back after this.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Laurie DeSalle with the American Heart Association, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us in the fight against heart disease in women and the Go Red for Women campaign. Thank you, Team OPT, for helping us in the fight against heart disease.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Monday, September 3rd, and can you believe it? We have already finished with August, and we are starting a new month. Let me just say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, Carol Kinder, getting on the right financial path, is critically important for all. The number to phone is 318-448-8600. And then your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, and we've been talking a lot about insurance and our State Farm agents. And if your insurance is not on point, we want to encourage you to phone State Farm agent Rosa Fields and her team. The number is 318-487-1881. It is critical to have an insurance agent like Rosa Fields, State Farm agent Rosa Fields, that can help you to understand personally what it is that you need by way of insurance. And one of the things that we're talking about this morning is really the aftermath of Hurricane Isaac. It has really, really changed the lives of thousands of people. And I said earlier that we've learned a lot of lessons. Well, more than 1,800 people died in Katrina, and we didn't see nearly as many deaths. But what we did see were people not adhering to the warnings, not listening to officials when they were asked to evacuate. And so we have seen some deaths, and hopefully that number will stay where it is, and we will not continue to see more people that have fallen to the perilous dangers of this horrific, slow-moving storm that we all probably underestimated. But as I said before the break, in St. Tammany Parish, which is north of Lake Pontchartrain, authorities are really, really struggling with two potential threats. One from the weekend lock on a canal, and the other from the rain-swollen Pearl River. And so parish officials are warning people to stay away from that area, even as a mandatory evacuation has lifted after authorities opened the lock to relieve the pressure. And there is still a potential threat, even though it has been reduced, a voluntary evacuation remains in place until the Army Corps of Engineers deems that the lock is stable and safe. And so the officials down in St. Tammany Parish are asking people to stay vigilant, to make sure that you adhere the warnings. And forecasters are saying that the Pearl River will crest today at about 19 and a half feet, more than 5 feet above the flood stage. And this is posing a potential threat to several thousands of homes in St. Tammany Parish. Man, I tell you, just when you think the worst is over, something else happens. Now, the President of the United States, President Barack Obama, is set to visit our state today to get a firsthand look at the recovery efforts. And that area will include St. John the Baptist Parish, where thousands of people were forced from their home after the surge from Isaac pushed over the banks of the Lake Pontchartrain. And I tell you, we are looking at literally, probably experts are saying, and officials from the area are saying, still billions of dollars in money to restore these areas. And one of the things that people were talking about amongst themselves in La Place and St. John the Baptist Parish, where they were talking about their displeasure with the way that things were handled and the flooding. And so, as I said this morning, if you have found yourself in a situation where all you had to do, like we did this weekend, was to clean up a few branches and a few leaves out of your yard, we should consider ourselves very, very blessed. And, you know, as we were out this weekend tending to our yard and putting the debris off to the side so that it could be picked up by our great cities that will have to pick up the debris, we started saying, you know, the sun was shining on Saturday, and there was really no signs in our area that a storm had descended upon Louisiana the way that it has. And that's something about a storm. You know, it comes and it creates what it creates. And then once the storm is over, you're left with what's left. And so this morning, we don't want to forget our friends and our family and our neighbors down in the southern part of the state. We don't want to forget about those people in Mississippi, Gulfport, Mississippi, and surrounding areas, and in Arkansas, who have also been really hindered by the storm. And most importantly, we don't want to forget about those folks that have died during the storm. And one of the reports talked about finding a couple in the kitchen of their home floating because they weren't able to get out. And every story, every person that we've talked to about the storm and about what happened, every single person has reported, DC, the exact same story about the water rising so quickly and things happening so fast that 1 minute, 1 hour, everything was fine. And the next hour, there was 3 feet of water inside their home, literally as they were in their homes. And the number of people that did not get out is just, it is really, really hard to fathom the people that did not get out. And now we look at emptying the shelter out in our area, but we still have 1,100 people right here in Alexandria, just at the LSUA mega shelter. And many of those people are not leaving because they simply don't have any place to go to. And as we were talking yesterday, Tanya and I, about the people that were there, even the people that went to check on their homes, the homes are unlivable. And so you can go and check on your home, but you still have no place to be, no place to sleep. And so many of the people that their homes were destroyed, they are depending on the largesse, the kindness, the goodness of their neighbors and friends that maybe did not get flooded out. And I told you guys earlier, before the storm started, that there was a lady that we met in Walmart that was buying groceries that had 30 people in her home. So many people are going to be called upon to be the change that they want to see for family, for friends, and for possibly people that we don't even know. And what we looked at as we've been traveling back and forth are people at the shelter that, even though we've not spoken to those people, but you can feel a sense of despair, a sense of, what do we do? Where do we go? And depending on FEMA, you know, we're going to try to possibly figure out from people that have to do that, that have to depend on FEMA, what will that mean for them? Will all of their belongings be replaced, or will they just get the bare essentials? And then how do you rebuild after a storm? And so this is the aftermath of Hurricane Isaac. More than 3,500 people were in shelters across the state as of yesterday. And this is what Governor Bobby Jindal reported as he talked about the storm. So lots of people still without a place to be, and not even knowing. Many of those people have not even been able to go back and see what the damages to their homes are. So it's a tough time for our fellow Louisianians and for our fellow Mississippians and all the folks in Arkansas. So stay on point, everybody. We're going to take a quick break here, but we'll be back right after this.
Trying to find a thought that's escaped her mind. She says there's the one I love the most, but time's not far behind. She never lets me in, only tells me where she's been when she's had too much to drink. Help me fly away and just
sat back down and had a beer and felt sorry for myself, saying, let her cry. If the tears fall down like rain, let her sing. Tomorrow, let her breathe. Oh. Last night I tried to leave, cried so much I could not believe. She was the same girl I fell in love.
AAYT 88.1, Gina Alexandria.
Getting the kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back-to-school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back-to-school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000, up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots, flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Katie Vanderlick, Executive Director of the YWCA, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas with On Point Talk for helping us nurture kids and their potential. Thanks, Team OPT, for helping us in the Central Louisiana community.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with a heart. Also, if you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you're just joining us this Monday morning, yes, it's Labor Day weekend, and we are live in the studio. And you know what? We are live talking about the massive cleanup and the water that still remains in La Place and other areas around the storm Isaac. And earlier I told you that we would be joined by Tanya Fauché, who was really in the center of the storm and is here to talk about what's actually happening in Plaquemine. Tanya, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning.
I said to you, we've been talking back and forth all weekend, and I want you to talk about, after the water receded in certain neighborhoods, I want you to talk about the feel of the people when they went back to their homes.
Total devastation. Total devastation. This particular community, the entire neighborhood, every single house was flooded.
Wow.
You know, most of the time it's just one or two houses mm-hmm. when you come back that's been damaged.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a tree or some wind damage, but to have a whole entire neighborhood flooded. I mean, it's just, and still no lights, still no power, still nothing.
Right.
You know, there was a church yesterday that had posted on Facebook, actually, that they were giving away cleaning supplies mm-hmm. and free lunches from 12 to 2. So we went yesterday and we got buckets full of cleaning fluid, bleach and brushes and masks for your face and mm-hmm. gloves, trash mm-hmm. bags. So we did that and, you know, got a meal.
Right.
But, I mean, the feel is just, it's incredible. I mean, because you're trying to salvage your home, but you still have no air circulating.
Mm-hmm.
So everything's molding as you watch.
I mean, wow.
It's really, really bad.
And so as we were talking about going into the homes and you talked about what you saw and how the water that receded, there were actually snakes and worms that were coming out of the homes.
Yeah, this was something I've never experienced before because I've never been in a flooded home.
Mm-hmm.
And this area it didn't flood after Katrina. I mean, we had wind damage mm-hmm. and stuff like that, but never the flooding. And so this was my first experience actually, you know, helping and volunteering with something like this. And like I said, it was one of my best friends. Several coworkers are in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I might know at least 50 people in this neighborhood. And we went in yesterday early in the morning to beat the heat. And I mean, lifting up sofas, we had frogs jumping out.
Wow.
We had everything you moved had worms underneath.
Wow.
I mean, mud and just, it was disgusting. I mean, I said, this cannot be healthy. Anything on the floor had to go.
Right.
You know, it's really bad. I mean, we have, our water system here is deplorable on a good day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we get letters from the EPA at least every quarter telling us the level of our water. And so this is just another extreme.
Wow.
I mean, it's really, but I mean, they had at least 2 feet of water. And I talked to one of her neighbors yesterday, and he's a retired military man. He was in the Navy. Mm-hmm. And her husband was laughing. She said, I knew it was a problem when I saw him running to his truck to evacuate.
Wow.
He said within 15 minutes, he watched this water just pour in to his house.
Mm.
15 minutes. He said he could see it in a field. And within 15 minutes, it was at his back door.
And talk about the distance between the field and his home, because we're not talking just from here to there. It was a pretty good distance.
Not even maybe a half a mile. Maybe a half a mile.
Wow.
And then within 15 minutes, it was at his back door.
And
the rest that didn't move fast enough left in boats.
Wow.
So,
and speaking of boats, you said that there are still neighborhoods in that area that are only accessible by boats still this morning.
Yes, they sent out a notice yesterday because, I mean, we still don't have cable. I mean, I'm still not able to watch TV, you know, get any news.
Right.
But at least I do have electricity, and mm-hmm. I'm one of the only neighborhoods here with electricity. But one of the several on exit 206, when you exit LaPlace, the first neighborhood to the right, Foxwood, is still underwater.
Wow.
I mean, accessible only by boat. And, I mean, it's to the almost rooftop
right.
in that area.
And so now what I'm concerned about is not only those people in that neighborhood, but the people like your friend Tyra and all of the people in these neighborhoods that are going in to try to salvage what they can, but the mold and the snakes and all of the critters that have infested the home. I'm just wondering how you're keeping yourself safe in that environment.
Now,
that can't be healthy.
No, I mean, like I said, we have a mask and we have our gloves. She brought her kids for a little while yesterday and then she had to take them out. I mean, it's just not a place. You slip in on the floor, you know, I mean, because she has ceramic everywhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, we literally, I've fallen at least 10 times because it's hard to get your balance and it's so slimy in there.
Mm.
But, you know, her main concern is she doesn't know what to keep, what to throw away.
Mm.
She's not covered with insurance. She was a renter.
Wow.
And, you know, she's just struggling because she doesn't know what reimbursement she's going to get. The people at FEMA, she called and they said they would replace a table. Now, she had a Ashley furniture table, but they're going to give you a standard table. And she's
right.
like, well, how much is that? But they're not telling you.
Wow.
So I said, you know, you don't know what to keep, what to throw away. You don't know what's safe, what's not safe. I don't
know. Wow.
So
and you know, we can hear the sadness and the disgust and the frustration in your voice. And I know that is probably reminiscent of most of the people in that area. But what we did see from bloggers, especially in LaPlace, is that people are really angry at the way that they're being handled and angry about the flooding. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, because there's no help. You know, for Katrina, I mean, everyone here, whether you have lights or not, everyone's lost all their food.
Yeah.
I mean, most of us, the 50 people that I know in that particular neighborhood were all teachers. Some of us are single parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't have an overabundance of money.
Right. Wow. And so people are left just not really knowing what to do. Tanya? Have we lost her? I think we lost her, but if you're just joining us, we're talking about the ravages and the aftermath of Hurricane Isaac from someone that is live on the ground, that this is her community, these are her neighbors, these are her coworkers, these are her friends, and y'all, they are all our family. We want you to stay on point for more of the harrowing story of the aftermath, the cleanup, and really, quite frankly, what do we do to help our family that is really having challenges right now. Stay on point. Stay with us. We're back after this.
So
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Every employer's done it, wasted precious time and money on employees that should never have been hired to begin with. So here's the remedy. Learn how to hire right the first time. October 8th and 9th, you can learn from this comprehensive seminar presented by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation, City of Alexandria, Central Louisiana Business League, in alliance with Louisiana Department of Economic Development, and you may qualify for assistance. Call Margaret now, 318-442-3593, 318-442-3593. Hire right the first time. Call now.
Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there, and we will continue to be there for you. We are Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT for your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSINLA.org and register today.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah,
you were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what it made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown? Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rehab Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT. If you're just joining us, it's 8:22 on Monday morning. Yes, it's Labor Day. Today is September the 3rd. And this segment of the OPT, well, it's sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, Get Wired Satellites, McDonald's of Pineville, your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, y'all, our State Farm agents are on point and on call. And we're going to hear more from them as the days and weeks come, because you know what? Too many people weren't equipped for this storm. Here's the number for Kyle Wolf in Avoyelles Parish. It's 318-346-6695. Also, Hickson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, HicksonHasIt.com. Also, Rayhide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Rayhide, well, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Now, if you're just joining us this morning, we just cannot get enough of talking about the storm, the aftermath of the storm, and how our friends, families, and neighbors down in Plaquemine Parish, down in St. John the Baptist Parish, down in La Plaza, and all of those areas are faring out this morning. And we want you to be on point and in tune with what is happening. And we're actually calling Tanya Fauché, a contributor to the OPT Network, because she has been our eyes and our ears on the grounds. And, you know, the stories, Tanya, are absolutely harrowing. They are heart-wrenching. They are heartbreaking. But as we talk this morning, you are getting, going back and forth, getting bleach so that you all can get rid of, hopefully, some of the mold. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, the cleanup is first time for me, and this is a very tough process, you mm-hmm. know? It's just almost dangerous.
Right.
And I don't know how sanitary, you know, the water here is bad on a good day. And all of these little rodents, I mean, we're scared to touch anything.
Right.
This is just...
Right. And so what is the feeling of the people in the neighborhood? Have you seen a lot of volunteerism? Are people coming together to help each other and to try to get through this?
No. That is, it's amazing, but not. You know, I know this friend of mine, it was her husband and her uncle and herself. That was it. And then when I said, this is just, you know, this is a lot of work. I mean, I went home last night, my body was killing me,
right.
You know? just all the moving and packing. And I said, looks like we should have people helping us.
Right.
You know, I was just amazed. Everybody's just kind of doing their own thing. Every little family might have a, you know, a few friends helping. But
mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody is just confined to their little spot because it's everybody.
Right.
It's everybody.
And this,
you know,
is why.
People cutting sheetrock. They're pulling out carpets. They're pulling out flooring. And I guess everybody's in a different place because they rent.
Right. Right.
You know, people that have to actually stay there. I heard a few people with generators that maybe were trying to dry some of their things because still no air.
Mm-hmm.
But she was looking to get out. They had a bunch that were just getting out.
Right. Now,
you know?
Is there any word? The reports this morning show that still about 500,000 people are without electricity in all of these areas. Is there any word when those communities will be restored with power?
Well, my brother is actually here also, and he's from St. Charles Parish.
And
he's
a policeman. He's a policeman, so he's really on the grounds. And they're saying Wednesday for them?
He's saying Wednesday. He talked to Energy, and they said Wednesday for him. And so he wasn't in a heavily affected area. So if it's Wednesday for him, I'm saying maybe before Friday.
Mm-hmm. Now, the neighborhood, Tanya,
that are starting school.
Right. And that's another issue. Are the schools going to be up and ready to go?
We have two schools that flooded. So he is a teacher and now working at the school board, part of administration. We're meeting tomorrow to discuss a plan because one of our high schools, we only have two high schools here, and this is the one that has 3/4 of the kids, of the high school students in the parish, and they flooded. The high school flooded, and one of our schools on Highway 51 was under. So these two schools, I mean, we're going to have to reroute these kids. So they will not be able to go back to these schools.
This is unbelievable. And what about those? Is there any plan, if you know, for the neighborhood that still remains underwater? And this is a neighborhood that is just off of the interstate. If you're traveling into New Orleans or into La Paz, rather, it's just off the interstate, still flooded, only accessible by boat. Is there any word whether they're going to begin to try to pump or how are they going to get that water so that people can get back into their homes?
I have no idea. Matter of fact, Tyra's first cousin lives in this neighborhood, and she's living with her mother. Everything's going in it. But this is a particular neighborhood that is so low, it floods on an average day.
Mm-hmm.
With heavy rain, they will get a little water in their house just that way.
Absolutely.
I mean, they have a terrible flooding situation. And then, I mean, these are brand new homes. These are 200,000 plus
mm-hmm.
homes. These are not little, you know,
right.
cheap houses. These are expensive houses.
Right. And so a lot of people, Tanya, were really, really, and I'll use the word concerned for lack of a better word, but really concerned with the way that FEMA handled things in the way of feeding people and water and ice. Talk a little bit about the disappointment, I guess, in terms of
that. Well, I guess after Katrina, being without electricity for so long and the food and, you know, just losing everything, we got into the lines for the MREs and for water. For Katrina, I mean, they really were just pouring out the support. You waited in a line that seemed like days, but you left with a case of food. You know, it wasn't good food, but it was a case of food. You left
right.
with a case of water. You left with ice. You left with what you needed and could go home and settle down. This time, I mean, we were in a car wasting gas. You know, the line might have been 4 miles long by vehicle. They gave out one MRE, not case, one meal per person in that car. You couldn't say, look, I have 12 people at home. Can I get 12 meals? You got one meal per person in that car. We couldn't even fit our whole family in the vehicle. I had five of us because my parents stayed home with the rest of the kids. And we each got, only the people that were in the car got one meal, two bottles of water each, and a bag of ice.
Wow.
Not a bag of ice per car, not per person.
Wow.
And I said, wow. So if I didn't have anything else, I had to get back in this line with the rest of the family. I had to make three trips with 12 people. I'm going to have a 5-passenger car.
Wow.
I had to make three trips three times a day.
Wow.
I wouldn't have had, I didn't have the gas to do that.
Right.
I said, y'all really dropped the ball with this. That
right.
was very disappointing.
And it's important to note there's probably not a whole lot of places that are available with gas there, are there?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Or food. I mean, our grocery store just opened yesterday.
Wow. And it's probably still the problem of accessibility and people getting in and out to bring those goods and supplies to people. And
absolutely. State troopers had every exit blocked. I mean, both of our exits are like lakes.
Wow.
I mean, it's just, even airline was down to one lane,
right.
you know, and it just did that. I mean, there was no way in.
And what about the local Red Cross? Have they been active or have they not been able to get access to the area yet?
Yesterday when we were at Tyrus Cleaning, I brought a load to the street and a car stopped at the driveway and she said, it was a man and a woman. She was like, hello, I'm from Red Cross. I'm just surveying the area to see how much damage there was.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, you're welcome to come in. I said, she had 2 feet of water in here. And she said, oh, no, I'm not going to come in. If you say it's 2 feet, she was probably in her 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, do you have any idea if something's going to be distributed, maybe clothing, food,
mm-hmm.
diapers,
right.
something? No, all we are doing today is surveying. And
wow.
I said, well, that's a big help.
Very disconcerting, to say the
yes.
least.
Yes.
But, and as we talk
about, I mean, I know they didn't understand.
Right.
This storm was, you know, we just didn't expect this to happen, and especially here. But, I mean, it's been a while now.
Right.
It looked like something would be in place.
And in fairness to the Red Cross, who does so much throughout not only our state but our nation, they are volunteers and probably are limited only by, you know, what they can do or what they're told to do at this point. But as we talk about Tyra and people who are just joining the conversation, Tyra is Tanya's good friend and coworker, and one of many people that have literally lost everything. And to make matters worse, she has no insurance. And so, you know, our hearts and prayers just can't go out enough for the many Tyras that we don't even know about that are struggling because maybe they didn't have flood insurance, because maybe they didn't understand the logistics of if and when a storm happened, that maybe their renters or their homeowners would not cover water that was coming, that was rising, as opposed to water that was coming in through a rainstorm. And so there are many challenged people, and it sounds like, Tanya, that the challenges are only just beginning.
Yeah. And a lot of people that have insurance, I mean, the deductibles are up to $8,000 for a hurricane.
Wow.
I mean, they're making this state is just, I can't imagine. I have a $4,000 deductible and we'll have to replace a roof. Roof is probably going to be about $8,000. I have to come up with $4,000.
Wow.
You know, it's unreal. You know, the deductibles, you pay dearly for homeowners. I mean, for insurance on your home, and then, you know, with a deductible that's astronomical.
Absolutely. So many challenges. But, Tanya, before we've got to let you go, I want to talk about the lessons that just you personally have been able to glean from this storm as opposed to the last storm, because I think that we all thought that we understood the ravages of Katrina, and we understood the magnitude of the devastation, but still with so many people that did not evacuate, you know, what lessons have we learned from this time and this storm that'll make the next storm different? Have you really been able to think about that and process that?
Yes. The hours that my family and I sat, you know, waiting for this to pass, you know, we reflected on previous storms. And what we said is that it would be tragic to have someone to lose one of our family members or somebody we love or know over something that's avoidable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's something that, you know, every state has their own little natural disasters.
Mm-hmm.
Ours just happens to be something that gives you time to prepare and time to evacuate. You know, earthquakes happen instantaneous, tsunamis, those type of things, blizzards. But this is something that you actually have the time to evacuate and leave, and I will never stay again. Even if financially I'm not in a position to leave, I will gas up that car and will stay in the car somewhere where it's safe.
Absolutely.
But this is just, it's something that's not going to happen again for me.
Absolutely. And you know, you call on people like us, Tanya, that would do literally anything for our friends. And there's a lady in our city here that has 30 people in her house. And this is a time where people come together in love and just in the spirit of human spirit and goodness. And it's just the right thing to do. And, you know, I know that you're tired and that you have had, along with many, long days, a lot of time without power. And so we just want to thank you for getting up with us this morning and giving us just a bird's eye view. And through your conversation, we can just literally in our mind's eye see and even feel, I'm going to tell you, the devastation and the heartfelt pain of all of the people is absolutely palpable. I know that I can feel it. We could feel it. And we know that our listeners can as well. So we want to thank you for spending what will be the busiest part of your day with us right here on the official OPT network. Thank you, Tanya.
Thank you.
And God bless. Stand by for me. Let me get a quick break here. We'll be back on the other side of this break.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Getting the kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back-to-school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back-to-school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000, up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT for your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSINLA.org and register today.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots. Flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. I'm going to tell you one thing. You can find something to laugh about in everything. And we just want to thank Tanya Fauché for being a contributor on the ground and really giving us a visual along with everything that we've seen on television and heard. And she is just absolutely one of the best spirited people. Just we find things to laugh about even in the sadness. You know, but there are so many people, y'all, that are struggling right now. No power. And with the heat, it is expected to be very, very hot. And that is not looking like it's going to be any end in sight. And so that's creating more mold, more problems for the cleanup. Let me just say that this segment of the OPT is sponsored by the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism and also Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, LACVT. Dr. Gary Jones and Dr. Chance DeWitt, Healing Sinlaw, one heartbeat at a time. DC, I want to switch gears just a little bit and talk about our support and our sponsorship of this year's Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. The OPT Network, On Point Talk, is a media presenting media sponsor for this year's 2012 Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. And we are asking every single person within the sound of our voices to get involved with us and to become a part of this movement. And it was never more real and more poignant as we talk about the storm. Many of you know Robin Roberts from ABC's Good Morning America. Well, her 88-year-old mother was also in Gulfport, Mississippi. Well, she went home to be with the Lord. Now, Robin, as you well know, was diagnosed with breast cancer in about 2007. She has had a recurrence of a very rare form of cancer that has come back, and she needs a bone marrow transplant. So she left Good Morning America last Thursday, just a little bit early, so she could go to Mississippi to be with her mother. And her mother did die. Her mother's 88 years old, and she died on Thursday, and it was reported early Friday morning. And so when we look at people like Robin Roberts, who has been so open about breast cancer and about the challenges, and we look at the fact that we're 2007, she was diagnosed, we're 2012, and we thought all was well, she's cancer-free. And many ladies that we have met on this journey of trying to be the change that we wanted to see in eradicating breast cancer, many have spoken about the cancer returning and the challenges of the cancer returning. And so, y'all, that's why our hearts are so huge and so big for this cure and finding a cure and finding the money for the research. And we want to thank all of those people that have sent donations already. Our address, once again, is 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2 in Alexandria, Louisiana. The zip is 71302. Or you can phone our offices at 318-445-5658. And I'm going to tell you, as we looked at Robin Roberts' story, her sister, it's an amazing thing to have a sister who loves you and who's got your back. Her sister, Sally Ann, is a match, is what they're saying, and that she is going to give her the bone marrow that she needs. And this is going to happen this week. So she is going to be away from her job trying to get better. And one of the things that she said that was so poignant is this. She said, there's a point that really resonates with me when I think about this time in my life. And this is what Robin is saying. She said, life provides losses and heartbreaks for all of us. But the greatest tragedy is to have the experience and miss the meaning. This is what she said on Thursday before she departed from Good Morning America. This is what she said of her journey and her experiences. And this is what she is saying to us. Lots of wisdom. Now, not only is Robin's family having to deal with the fact that she's going to have a major bone marrow transplant, but also the loss of their mother. And we know that mothers, in many instances, in most families, are the matriarch. They are the rock that lift us up and keep us going. And so she is having to deal with that, as well as having to make her way through the flood in Gulfport, Mississippi, to be there with her mother that was only just hours away from going home to be with the Lord. And so when we say to you that it is happening to 1 in 8 women, when we look at triple negative breast cancer affecting primarily African-American and Hispanic women disproportionately more than that of our white counterparts, it is a disease that absolutely does not discriminate. And this month, the month of September on into October and even through November, we're going to be asking you for your help. We're going to be asking that if you're a person that has never volunteered, that has never given of yourself, we're going to be asking you to change your thinking, to change your mind, and to start being the change that you want to see, starting with yourself, starting with your church. We're going to be calling upon churches to get just a little bit more vigilant, just a little bit more active in this movement. And DC, we cannot forget about Reverend Henry Hudson. He called again. He gave us this scripture, Luke 6:38, that is so poignant about giving. And what we came up with and what God is speaking to our hearts, and we want to relay to your heart, is that abundant giving will reciprocate in abundant living. You know, it's not enough just to talk about it. It's not enough to just say, I wish I would have. There are lives, people's lives, that depend on us getting out and not only raising awareness, but raising money. I am asking every woman within the sound of our voices, within the sound of this radio broadcast, that if you are 40 years old or older and you have not had a mammogram, St. Francis Cabrini Hospital is offering free mammograms for underinsured and uninsured. And all you've got to do is call this number, 487, that's area 318-487-1122. That's the Women's Life Center. Diane Kitts is the point person. She's the contact person. and say, hey, look, what do I need to do to get my free mammogram? Y'all, that's why we worked so hard last year. That's why all of you who joined Team OPT worked so hard. One of the things that we work for are mammograms. Y'all, I feel like I am pleading with you to get yourself checked. Early detection is the key. It's the key to eradicating breast cancer. It's the key to healthy living and a better life. Y'all got to take a quick break here, but we'll be back on point right after this.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Every employer's done it, wasted precious time and money on employees that should never have been hired to begin with. So here's the remedy. Learn how to hire right the first time. October 8th and 9th, you can learn from this comprehensive seminar presented by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation, City of Alexandria, Central Louisiana Business League, in alliance with Louisiana Department of Economic Development, and you may qualify for assistance. Call Margaret now, 318-442-3593. 318-442-3593. Hire right the first time. Call now.
Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Angie Roberts with Christus Cabrini Cancer Center, and I'd like to thank On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas for helping us in the fight against breast cancer. Thanks, Team OPT, for joining us again this year in the race to the cure.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT. This segment is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team, well, you can phone them in Avoyelles Parish, Bunky, at 318-346-2540. In Opelousas, 337-942-9939. And if you're just joining us, we're just wrapping up our show as we're talking about this Labor Day and people laboring to get back to lives that are somewhat normal. And for many people, it's going to be a long, long time. And this weekend has been challenging for many people. And on Friday evening, we got a call that there had been a fire in Bunky. Some of our dear friends, and really we call them family, had a fire in Bunky. And many of you know who live in Bunky, know the Gallersons, and know that their house caught on fire on Friday evening. But what many people don't know is that home is really a landmark of history. It was the first brick house built in 1954 by an African-American family. And so as people passed and saw the house, it didn't completely burn, and I'm not sure what the damages are, but there were some extensive damage done through the blaze. But, you know, as we came out from Cheneyville, as we got news of the fire, what we saw were people coming together as a community to help. And one of those people, DC, was Leroy Daniels, who has been a firefighter for nearly three decades.
Absolutely. And he's now a retired firefighter who was more a volunteer who was out there.
Absolutely. And we called Leroy a fire chaser. We said, how did you hear about the fire? And I guess when it's in your blood, it's in your blood. But there were some other people that helped DC that were absolutely just heroic in being there and helping to make sure that the family evacuated from the fire. And we're not sure exactly the names of those people, but we know one of the young men was a Stevenson from Bunkie, Carlton Stevenson's son. And we just want to say, young Stevenson, thank you for being the change that you want to see, and all of the people that showed up to be supportive and to just see if there was anything that they could do. And I said to Leroy, as the fire had died down and we were just sitting there conversating, I said, do you remember a time years and years ago when people came together and they sat on the porch and they started a fire? Because as we sat there just waiting for everything to get done so that they could leave the fire, the scene of the fire, I remembered sitting in the mosquitoes as a little girl on the porch with our families, and people just started fires and they sat and they came together. And Leroy was saying, you know, that's a time where people were all about family and community. And I just want to say to Leroy and Shafondalyn Wade Wells and Rhonda Gallerson Wade and Patricia Wells and Evelyn and Deborah and all of the people that were out there, it really did feel like family coming together to support each other. And that's really, y'all, we've got to get back to that. We've got to get back to caring about what happens to each other. And it starts with just you. It starts with just me deciding that I will be the change that I want to see, that I will put down my needs and what I'm doing and my concerns to be there for my sister and for my brother. And so for all of the people that showed up, we want to say to you, thank you. Thank you for being the change that you want to see in your community. You are absolutely all heroic. And for that, we say thank you. And thank all of you for staying on point and for spending the very best part of your morning, every morning, with us on the official OPT network. You already know, because we tell you every morning, that we love you so much. God loves you even more than that. So love yourself, and don't forget to be the change that you want to see. Remember, change starts with you, and it starts with me. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a safe Labor Day holiday, and God willing, we'll see you right back here on Tuesday.
Seemed impossible to fail when someone else instead of me always seems to know the way. Then I look at you and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you and I know it's gone.